Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Tamara Brown, TamaraBrown. Date of service is 8/26/2025. Date of birth 12/5/1967. The patient presents with a history of pain in the neck area with across to both the trapezius muscles, pain in the lower back, with numbness and tingling of the all the five fingers in both hands, shooting pain to both the buttocks and the legs up to the knee posteriorly in S1-S2-dermatome fashion. The patient went through surgery for breast cancer and 8 to 9 chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and she was at Henry Ford Hospital and was last seen on 10/17/2024. She has had physical therapy at that time, and she is doing very well. She gained some weight now, although she has some shortness of breath, which she is going to see her regular physician, primary care physician, and she reports her pain level is around 8 to 9, and she was, in fact, involved in an automobile accident in 2023 when she was disabled. The pains continued and have not been relieved. The MRI that we have had in our records are dated 8/24/2023 since the accident, and they are positive for facet hypertrophy in L23, L34, L45, and L5S1. And the cervical spine has a bulging disc in C34, C45, facet hypertrophy in C6-7, ligament of 11 thickening, as well as bulging disc at C7-T1. She does have a nodule 1.6 centimeter in the right lobe of thyroid, which has been, she has been advised to visit her primary care doctor for evaluation and further treatment. The patient could not do any injection treatment that was advised to her last year, as she was unable to do her ADL. ADLs are affected. 10 pain level is reported to be between 8 and 10. Patient reports no relief in the pain area. Kindly review the records for the ADL as reported by the patient, system review as reported by the patient, additional issues, substance abuse. Patient does use marijuana. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examination, blood pressure 145 over 96, pulse 80, pulse ox is 100. The examination is described in previous visit of 10/17/2024, dictation number 1020-004. We'll only do positive exam for the her SI joints are positive finding, tender, and the Faber and Gonsolin tests are positive in the area. But the standing flexion test is negative. This traction test is negative. Shoulder examination is normal. Elbow is normal. Hip and knees are normal. In the hand, there is a bilateral carpal tunnel found positive, median nerve block, which will be addressed at a later date, with a positive tinel and phalen sign both sides. However, the grips are normal, and the patient is otherwise stable. She is provided with a medication for pain relief temporarily, Tramadol, 100 milligram every 12 hours for 15 days. And the patient will be seen in 30 days. Thank you.